The Alphabet Groups are backing biofuel. The FCC is exploring emergency communications through drones. A donated FedEx aircraft will aid safety education and training. This is Aero News for Monday, Memorial Day, May 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. 13 aviation trade associations, representing all facets of the industry, have sent a letter to Senators Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan, and John McCain, Republican of Arizona, urging them to support U.S. Department of Defense efforts to research, test, and deploy biofuels in the aviation sector. The letter says, in part, quote, "It is our collective belief that the ongoing efforts of the United States military on alternative fuels are helping reduce the cost of these alternatives and will ultimately help reduce our reliance on foreign oil," end quote. The letter goes on to note that the biofuels industry is a rapidly developing one that could ultimately save American taxpayers millions of dollars. It urges the government to fund investment in aviation biofuels. Among those organizations that are party to the letter are the ALPA, the A4A, GAMA, the NBAA, and others. The FCC is looking at ways to restore communications after disasters like 2005's Hurricane Katrina, which left over 3 million people without telephone service after crippling 38 emergency call centers in the New Orleans area. The FCC voted to explore using airborne technology in use with the U.S. military to bring temporary communications to disaster areas. The agency is seeking comment on what technologies are already in use and what is being developed, and is investigating whether the technologies can work across a common network accessible by all agencies, first responders, and the public. The FCC's notice also asked questions about the cost of deploying aerial networks, coordinating among multiple agencies, and issues with deployments near Canada and Mexico. Reuters news agency reports that FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski said, quote, "If you can imagine a cell tower that's floating or flying in the sky, that's what this technology is," end quote. Federal Express has donated a retired 727-200F to the Spokane International Airport, where officials say it will help take their emergency preparedness training to an entirely new level. The large freighter will be utilized by not only aircraft rescue and firefighting personnel, but also by the Spokane Community College's Aviation Maintenance Program. The donation of the aircraft is just one of many ways FedEx tries to support community educational programs. Since 2000, FedEx has donated 52 of its Boeing 727 aircraft to various organizations for educational purposes. Before its final flight, the donated 727-200 provided FedEx with 20 years of service, transporting packages to destinations throughout the United States. Structural modernization of a first S-61T airframe has been completed by Sikorsky at its Troy, Alabama facility. The structure will now undergo completion at Carson Helicopters for eventual delivery to the U.S. State Department for Diplomatic Service in Afghanistan. The State Department signed an agreement in 2010 to purchase up to 110 modernized S-61 aircraft that Sikorsky is refurbishing under its S-61T program. That program includes the upgrade and installation of composite main rotor blades, state-of-the-art glass cockpits, modular wiring harnesses, and modern survivability and force protection enhancements, all of which result in an aircraft with improved safety and 15% greater performance with a lower operating cost. The number of aircraft the State Department purchases will depend upon need and availability of government funding. New Mexico's Governor Susana Martinez and her husband Chuck Franco were reportedly uninjured when the single-engine plane they were flying in made a gear-up landing in Santa Fe, New Mexico, last Wednesday evening. Ninth Judicial District Attorney Matt Chandler was also aboard the plane. A spokesman for the governor said that the plane was being flown by a local businessman, according to a report in the Associated Press. The pilot executed a missed approach due to high winds at the airport. Then there are conflicting reports as to whether the gear failed to deploy on the second landing attempt or whether the pilot, identified as Sid Strabeck by television station KRQE, simply forgot that item on the pre-landing checklist. At any case, Strabeck said the governor did not give him any grief about the gear-up landing. When Aero News continues, you can own a bit of space history. 9/11 claims another victim. And where will you be spending summer vacation?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now from Monday, May 28th. It's Memorial Day. I'm Glenn Moyer. Less than an hour after Space Exploration Technologies made spaceflight history by becoming the first commercial company ever to dock a spacecraft at the International Space Station, an independent aerospace model-making company debuted licensed models of SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft and its Falcon 9 rocket. Approach models of Sechelt, British Columbia, will be offering three highly detailed replicas of the rocket, the Falcon 9 carrying the Dragon spacecraft, a Falcon 9 with a 17-foot fairing for unmanned launches, and the Falcon Heavy, a heavy-lift version. All models will be available in a 1/72 scale and will measure 26 to 30 inches tall, depending on the version. Approach will also be offering a 1/48 scale replica of the Dragon spacecraft and the Falcon 1, SpaceX's first launch vehicle. Approach models are considered to be some of the most authentic and detailed replica spacecraft available today. They've flown in space, are found in museums, at the Kennedy Space Center, and are used as training aids by NASA and the United States Air Force. Sandy Dahl, wife of the pilot who captained United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed into a Pennsylvania field after being taken over by terrorists on September 11, 2001, has died at age 52, this according to a report from MSNBC. A fundraising group she founded to honor her husband's memory, the Captain Jason M. Dahl Scholarship Fund, announced on its website that Sandy Dahl had died in her sleep Friday from natural causes near Denver. Dahl, a former United flight attendant, became a public face for the 9/11 families. She said she believed her husband joined passengers in fighting the terrorist who planned to crash that plane into the Capitol or the White House. It went down outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania, about 75 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. A memorial dedicated to the 40 passengers and crew of Flight 93 was dedicated there last September. The Jason Dahl Scholarship provided fund money for young pilots to receive their education. As of 2011, 16 students have received scholarship, and some were already commercial pilots, according to NBC station KUSA of Denver. The International Space University will open its 25th Space Studies program at Florida Institute of Technology and Kennedy Space Center June 4th through August 3rd. The 2012 program will offer its participants, who are postgraduate university students and professionals, an education like no other. This year, a record number of 143 will attend from 30 countries. Experts, scholars, and space professionals from around the world will learn about all aspects of space programs and enterprises. Participants will gain exposure to space physical sciences, space systems engineering, policy and law, business and management, space and society, satellite applications, space life sciences, and human spaceflight. Think of it as summer camp for adults. And speaking of summer camp, June 15th marks the 30th anniversary of Space Camp, a program that today counts four astronauts and one cosmonaut among its alumni. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, home of Space Camp, is hosting a weekend of family-friendly activities from June 14th to 16th as a Space Camp alumni reunion and community celebration. Space Camp was the vision of Dr. Wernher von Braun, the pioneer of America's space program and architect of the Saturn V rocket. Based on his dream of putting children and adults through astronaut training at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, nearly 600,000 trainees have graduated from the program. The mission of Space Camp has always been to inspire, motivate, and develop a greater affinity for learning, particularly in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math education. And if your kids might like something on the lighter side, the Balloon Federation of America is offering two summer camps for youth aged 13 to 18. Camps will be offered in Iowa and Michigan this summer. The week-long camps offer a complete immersion into the world of aviation and ballooning in particular, providing multiple hands-on experiences with learning opportunities and subjects such as weather, first aid, mapping and GPS, pilot and crew training, and more. Each camp is hosted at a university dorm and staffed by adult volunteers and certified pilots. For more information, log on to www.bfacamps.com. And speaking of balloons, today wraps up the annual Freedom Weekend Aloft celebration in Simpsonville, South Carolina. 74 hot air balloons have been launching each morning and evening as pilots are competing for $10,000 in prize money, as well as both the South Carolina State Championship and the Southeast Regional Championship, as sanctioned by the Balloon Federation of America. Memorial Day marks the final day of competition. If you've never witnessed a balloon competition, try logging on to www.aeroscores.com. That's AEROscores.com, as each of the Freedom Weekend Aloft flights are streaming there live worldwide. Not surprisingly, Nick Donner, a five-time national champion, is atop the leaderboard entering the final round of competition, with Joe Hartzell, another five-time national champion, a mere 87 points back. Well, that's all for this Memorial Day edition of Aero News. Let's remember there's more to this holiday than outdoor barbecues and trips to the beach and balloon festivals and such. Let's not forget our veterans and salute the men and women of our armed forces who are on guard around the world protecting our freedom to gather in peace today. Remember, too, many military families will be missing a father, mother, son, or daughter at their family gathering today. I'm Glenn Moyer, reporting from Freedom Weekend Aloft in Simpsonville, South Carolina. You're now cleared for departure.